light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. American Eden by Victoria Johnson is a vivid narrative biography of David Hossack, the physician best known for attending Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr at their infamous duel. Johnson restores Hossack to the center of early American science, showing how his passion for plants and patients converged in a bold experiment, the Elgin Botanic Garden, the nation's first public botanical garden dedicated to medical and scientific advancement. Set against the teeming backdrop of New York City in the early Republic, the book traces how botany, medicine, politics, and urban growth intertwined to shape a new country. Through meticulous archival research and evocative storytelling, Johnson follows Hossack from his education in Edinburgh and Philadelphia to his leadership in New York's medical world, revealing a visionary who believed that cultivating knowledge was as vital as cultivating land. American Eden is both a portrait of a forgotten founder of American science and a meditation on the infrastructures that nourish innovation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, planting a nation at Elgin Botanic Garden. At the heart of the book is the creation of Elgin Botanic Garden, Hossack's audacious project on what is now Midtown Manhattan. Johnson shows how Hossack modeled Elgin on European exemplars like Kew while giving it a distinctly American mandate: grow and study useful plants for medicine, agriculture, and public welfare. He gathered specimens from across the continent and through transatlantic exchanges, assembled greenhouses and beds organized for teaching, and documented pharmacological properties at a time when reliable drugs were scarce. The garden was a classroom, laboratory, and living library for students and physicians who learned to identify materia medica firsthand. Johnson traces Elgin's finances, the fragile web of patronage and subscriptions, and the political bargain that led the New York legislature to buy the garden, only to let it languish under institutional caretakers. The episode becomes a parable about how public goods rise and fall, and how infrastructure for knowledge requires sustained stewardship to endure. Secondly, healing the early Republic, Johnson reconstructs everyday medicine in a young nation racked by epidemics, poverty, and environmental hazards. Hossack treated yellow fever, championed smallpox vaccination, and helped modernize hospital practice in New York. He trained students at the bedside and in lecture halls, insisting that botanical knowledge and clinical observation should inform one another. The book situates his practice within the shifting landscape from humoral theories toward empiricism and public health measures such as quarantine and sanitation. Johnson captures the drama and limits of early therapeutics, the practical challenges of compounding drugs, and the emergence of medical professionalism. One defining scene is Hossack's role at the Hamilton-Burr duel, which Johnson uses not for sensationalism, but to illuminate the era's medical ethics, civic responsibility, and the physician's place in public life. Through Hossack, readers witness how medicine became a civic enterprise, linking urban planning, education, and the management of risk in a growing metropolis. Thirdly, transatlantic science and the economy of seeds, American Eden shows that science in the early Republic was a networked endeavor. Hossack corresponded and traded specimens with European botanists and gardeners, sent collectors into American forests, and integrated indigenous plant knowledge into scholarly catalogs. Johnson details how seeds, bulbs, and herbarium sheets moved with letters, ships, and merchants, creating a global commons of living and preserved knowledge. These exchanges were not only scientific, but also commercial, feeding nurseries, farms, and apothecaries with new varieties and remedies. The book explains how institutions like Kew Gardens and American Learned Societies validated discoveries, how naming and classification conferred prestige, and how storms, embargoes, and war could devastate fragile collections. By following the itinerary of a single plant or packet of seeds, Johnson makes concrete the risks and rewards of early scientific collaboration. Hossack emerges as a broker of connections who translated botanical abundance into medical utility and civic prosperity. Fourthly, politics, patronage, and the architecture of knowledge, Johnson reveals the political scaffolding required to build scientific institutions. Elgin depended on gifts, subscriptions, and legislative action. Its fate turned on shifting alliances among colleges, societies, and lawmakers who alternately celebrated and neglected it. The narrative tracks Hossack's professorships and institutional rivalries, including conflicts over medical curricula and control of resources. Johnson situates these battles within broader debates about states' rights, urban growth, and the role of public funding in culture and science. She shows how New York's civic elite used philanthropy, board appointments, and social networks to shape museums, hospitals, and learned societies, while also constraining them. The story of Elgin's transfer to the state and its subsequent decline illustrates how good intentions falter without governance and maintenance. By treating buildings, endowments, and charters as historical actors, Johnson argues that ideas need durable homes and caretakers. The result is a practical lesson in how to design institutions that outlast their founders. Lastly, The Many Lives of David Hossack. Beyond the garden and the clinic, Johnson portrays Hossack as a teacher, collector, philanthropist, and cultural organizer. Trained in Princeton, Philadelphia, and Edinburgh, he fused Scottish Enlightenment rigor with American pragmatism. He hosted salons that convened artists, merchants, and scientists, assembled collections that seeded museums, and mentored a rising generation of physicians and naturalists. Johnson humanizes Hossack through family joys and losses, professional setbacks, and repeated reinventions after public disappointments. His career underscores the porous borders between science, commerce, and civic life in early New York. By the book's end, Hossack stands as a model of scholarly entrepreneurship, someone who pursued public goods with private risk, and who believed that cultivating plants and people could civilize a city. Johnson's narrative style, grounded in letters, city maps, and institutional records, turns a nearly forgotten figure into a guide for how curiosity, persistence, and coalition building can change a nation's trajectory. In conclusion, American Eden will reward readers who love biography, the history of science and medicine, New York City history, and anyone inspired by stories of institution builders. Students, clinicians, gardeners, policymakers, and cultural leaders will find practical wisdom in Hossack's blend of curiosity and civic vision. Johnson shows how robust public goods arise from private initiative, political negotiation, and relentless stewardship. The book can benefit your life by modeling interdisciplinary thinking, patient network building, and the courage to create infrastructure for future generations. It also reframes failure as instruction, demonstrating how to salvage lessons when projects outgrow their founders. Choose this book over General Hamilton-era histories because it offers a unique, deeply researched window into the material foundations of knowledge: greenhouses, seed lists, lecture halls, and ledgers. Johnson's lucid storytelling and archival depth make American Eden not merely informative but actionable, a guide to cultivating ideas, communities, and cities that thrive. If you would like to support Victoria Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life begins in a book.